Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show. This is hour number two. We've got much coming up, including MSNBC and NBC freaking out because apparently they didn't tell the host that they were going to hire Ronna McDaniel. I hate to tell you this, host. Sit down and shut up. You don't have a choice. All right? If I work for Newsmax, if Newsmax decided to hire, Chuck Todd, I could pitch a fit about it, but, you know, you ought to just shut your damn mouth because it's your boss's decision. And if your boss decides that Ronna McDaniel's part of the cast, you better get used to it. And I'm going to tell you, MSNBC and NBC, y'all are kind of skating on thin ice anyway because you suck in the ratings. Morning Joe is a joke. Joy Reid is a joke. They've turned over half the cast of MSNBC because they're all jokes and they can't get a following, at all. So for them to suddenly unleash on their boss's decision to hire, Ronna McDaniel, it's nonsense. And I would fire every one of them who had a problem with it, to be quite honest. Joe Scarborough has no business telling his boss, if I would have known that, I would have, bye, see ya. Shut up. You have no, you do your show and shut your mouth. You do your show. He literally is saying that Ronna McDaniel will not be on my show. It's not your show. The show belongs to the company. You work for the company. I'm just going to tell you, I know I got a lot of experience in the business. All right. And for Joe Scarborough to have the hubris that he thinks he's unfireable, I guess that he won't allow Ronna McDaniel on his show. There are going to be some problems. They're going to be. This is the equivalent of Rachel Maddow cutting off Donald Trump's speech so that their viewers can't see the speech. That she will make up their mind for them, and that's what Joe Scarborough was doing. And that's what This is what MSNBC has become. It's no longer a journalistic endeavor. It's not even an entertainment endeavor. It is just a propaganda outlet for the deep state and Democrat Party and Joe Biden. That's it. The same goes with CBS. 60 Minutes last night, they literally sympathize with the people who call what we believe misinformation and disinformation. Leslie Stahl did a big piece on this, saying that how dare we, who hated our censorship, being censored, question the good intentions of those declaring what was disinformation. That's how Soviet that 60 Minutes is. What a piece of crap. I may get some of the audio later. I was so outraged by her because she is like, it was stunning. It was stunning. This morning we found out that the bond that Donald Trump is being forced to pay, which should cost nothing, to appeal a bad decision by a corrupt judge. Pardon me, I had something to fire there. To appeal a bad decision, which you are guaranteed. You are guaranteed, by the way, the right to appeal a judgment. Maybe this is why the Eighth Amendment is trending on Twitter today. But he has the right to. And you shouldn't have to pay a bond to do so. But the original bond was confiscatory. It was meant to have Donald Trump go bankrupt. It was meant to implode his empire. It was meant to be able to take some of his properties for him and bankrupt him. That's what it was there for. It was meant to bankrupt him as he's fighting all of these indictments that are political and stop him from being able to fight them. And people are beginning to get it. And eventually, Letitia James and all of these Stalinists are going to be held accountable of, and they're going to lose their ability to practice law. And the people of New York are going to suffer because of it, because 50% of the New Yorkers want to leave the city. and this is just part of it, how bloody, bloody, stinking corrupt they are. This is Donald Trump this morning outside of the courtroom talking about the judgment being reduced, or the bond, to $175 million.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is. Election interference. And it's a disgrace. We'll obviously be appealing. But this is a pure case of voter intimidation and election interference. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen. This case could have been brought by the DA, but they didn't want to bring it because they said they have no case. And then they bring it anyway.
And the same goes with the Fani Willis case, and same goes with the classified documents case and all of it. It's nonsense. It's political. It's Stalinist. You know, all of the people we used to make fun of, all of the corruption of Russia or the Soviet Union we used to make fun of. It's worse here because we have the First Amendment. Don't believe me? This is just Letitia James. Imagine if this were your prosecutor, or for that matter, not prosecutor, if this was your DA, your AG, all right? This and you are on the receiving end. Imagine. Do you think you get a fair trial, a fair shake, fair charges?
He's called me venomous.
We will fight back to your attempt to bring Trumpism to New York City.
He's called me disgraceful.
Of the fact that they stole the Supreme Court seat.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like a hanging judge and jury, doesn't it? Because it is. And if we allow this to continue, it's over. But we aren't going to let it allow to continue, are we? Oh, yeah, I mentioned all the Republicans leaving, and I believe it's to give the control of the House to the Democrats and try to take Donald Trump off the ballot. If that happens, the country explodes. And I would make it very clear to your representative that you're not going to allow that to happen. I'm not saying physical violence, but they have to know that this is unacceptable. You want a free and fair election. Donald Trump is your candidate. He did not commit an insurrection at all that would prevent him from being on the ballot. This is all bullcrap. Lisa Murkowski, total rhino, threatening to leave the GOP over Trump. Good. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Lisa Murkowski threatened to leave the Republican Party over the nomination of Donald Trump. She's long sought to undermine Trump and a wider conservative agenda, very clearly. Oh, I think I'm very independent and open-minded, she said. I just regret that our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump. It's about a guy who went to D.C. and did what he said he was going to do. And for every new regulation, he made sure that two of them were canceled. And he brought peace to the Middle East and around the world. And he brought us energy independence. And he lowered our taxes. And he brought ushered in the lowest black unemployment of all time. And it just happens to be they were his policies. This isn't about Trump. It's about his policies. And they worked. And the people realize they loved them. And they know that he's the only person who stands in the way of continuing down this deep state nightmare, open border cluster bleep that America has become. That's it. And the rhinos hate it. And they want, they would rather see the country burn. It really is remarkable when you think about it. Senator Amy Klobuchar got roasted on Twitter for an obnoxious comment about passing the massing spending bill package on Friday, you know, that Mike Johnson was down with, that we weren't, and it didn't even address the southern border, so bleep them all as far as I'm concerned. Here's what she wrote. Are you ready for this? Hello, 2 a.m.ers. That's when they passed the bill in the dark of night so nobody could see it. For everyone who's still awake, we just passed the budget and averted a shutdown. You're welcome, is what she said. You're welcome. Okay. The American people didn't want it. They want the border shut down. There's no welcome. See, that's about creating a mess and rubbing your nose in it. This has a special meaning to me. My son just got a new puppy. We don't do that, you know, because it used to be that dog owners who were idiots, if a dog would make a mess on the floor, they'd rub their nose in it. Like that was going to make a difference to the dog, considering half the time the dog would go outside and, you know, eat it when it's in the yard. But that's what the Democrats do. And people like Lisa Murkowski, they make a mess and they rub your face in it. And that's what she did. Klobuchar did. They passed a bill They knew that the American people didn't want it, and she decided to rub your face in the mess they're making. That's the kind of hubris they have. And then there's this. Half of Democrat voters say the news is being dictated by the Biden campaign. What? National poll of likely voters by Rasmussen. How likely is it the major news political coverage is dictated by talking points from the Biden campaign? Nearly two-thirds, 63% of all voters say it's at least somewhat likely that Biden is dictating the contents of political news being fed to Americans, including 42% who consider it very likely. 61% of Republican voters say it's very likely that Biden's dictating the news. More than 3 in 4 call it at least somewhat likely. Independent voters say that Biden and the left-wing media is behind the puppet strings, 61 to 42%. There you go. There you go. And Chuck Todd is very butthurt because even though he doesn't host Meet the Press anymore, Ronna McDaniel has been added to the lineup. The worst, by the way, worst head of the RNC in decades, who literally led the RNC to bankruptcy, who absolutely blew several election cycles, not calling into question any of the malfeasance, the 51 intel officers saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russia collusion, or that Russia collusion was created, or all of that stuff, said nothing about it. Worse, did more damage the RNC you could ever imagine, and Chuck Todd has a problem with her being hired at MSNBC, which, by the way, also employs Jen Psaki, who used to work for the Biden White House, also includes Joe Scarborough, who used to be a Republican member of the House. I can go on and on. MSNBC and NBC are completely filled with ex-Democrats who were in government. And Chuck Todd suddenly has a problem with a Republican.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe.
I got to tell you, it takes some balls to say that to the boss, on the boss's airwaves, that the boss has made a mistake. That should result in a firing.
She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us.
What about you?
To believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
And you don't?
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
And Michael Steele doesn't? Michael Steele's on MSNBC as well. He's a Rhino Republican from hell out of Maryland. Used to be the RNC chair. RNC chair, Michael Steele. Where's your problem now?
What? Once at the RNC, she did say that. Hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been...
Michael Steele used to be the head of the RNC.
...met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So,
which is what you guys specialize in.
It is, that's where you begin here.
You know what I would say? I would say you're not in a position to demand anything. You're an employee of MSNBC. Ronna McDaniel is a decision we have made, and GTFO. You figure it out. Here's Morning Joe, who has, anemic ratings, a cast of dozens, and he says that Ronna McDaniel will not be, she will not be a guest on my show.
We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were...
Because it's not your business. You don't hire anyone.
We would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers...
The reason why you weren't asked is because your opinion doesn't matter to the owners.
...might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump...
And your avoidance of all questions that would put into question the 2020 election, like, the 51 intel members and the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. That was bull crap, but you went with it.
Was on the phone.
To be clear,
We believe NBC News should seek out conservative Republican voices to provide balance in their election.
Yeah, like Michael Steele.
Coverage. But it should be conservative Republicans, not a person who used her position of power to be an anti.
Michael Steele was the RNC chair. You're done. Honestly, I would fire every one of them. Everybody who said anything about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, I would say, if you got a problem with us hiring Ronna McDaniel, you need to work somewhere else because you're not going to dictate who we hire, etc. That's what I would do. We're going to take a break. 800-922-6680. A little bit more on this, including Ronna McDaniel's interview. And Michelle, you'll be up next. This is the Rob Carson Show.
It's time to make common sense common again. It's the Rob Carson Show.
This is Ronna McDaniel being interviewed on Meet the Press.
If you can, take me behind the scenes a little bit. Were you pushed out of your role?
Well, there's no question that as RNC chair, you have to.
Of course you were, because you sucked as the chair.
Remain neutral, and we had a primary process. And so we did have debates, right? We had debates, and there was tension and a little friction that started during that process. It was well played out in the media. And I knew at that point when I was doing that role and we were going to have debates that when the nominee came forward and it was likely to be President Trump, that they would want to switch. And that's his right as nominee.
And so were you pushed out by him?
He absolutely wanted me to move aside and wanted Michael Whatley and Lara Trump to come in.
Well, of course he did, because you did a terrible job as the RNC chair. And by the way, most members of the RNC, most Republican voters, are absolutely thrilled with the decision. There you go. So, yeah, she was pushed out. When you do a crappy job, you get pushed out. Duh. Let's go to Michelle in Westminster. Hello there, Michelle. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, Ronald McDonald has been walking through NBC's back door the whole time that she has been RNC chair.
Yes.
So now she's just going to be walking through the front door, so I don't understand why everybody has their panties in a wad.
Exactly. Well, I think it's, to me personally, I think it's kind of funny, to be honest, because she clearly is the old guard GOP, deep state GOP, down with her uncle, down with, you know, Mitch McConnell and all that, which is one of the reasons she's gone. They all see the writing on the wall. They're done, right? And they're grasping at straws to kind of keep her. But she got let go, and then she goes to NBC, MSNBC, whatever, both of them, and they reject her. So it kind of reminded me of what happened to Judas, you know? He's thinking, oh, I got these pieces of silver and all that. I'm gonna party, you know, and then after the deed is done, it doesn't look like he has a side either side wants him. Kind of reminded me of that a little bit.
Well, she took her 50 pieces of silver many years ago, as did Michael Steele, and I'll tell you what, I cannot be more disappointed than with that man. I broke bread with that man.
Yeah.
I sat and talked and strategized with that man when I was a part of the Republican Central Committee here in Carroll County. And for him to turn the way he has makes my stomach sick.
Well, Michelle, honestly, Michael Steele, I've told you this story. I met him backstage. He used to text me. We used to stay in touch when I was in D.C. I was on radio station WRQX doing a music show, but he still wanted to be my buddy, and I met him backstage at meeting Rush Limbaugh, and I could not be more disappointed in how treacherous that man is to forsake all of the values of the GOP voter, let alone what the GOP party what the party should be, to succumb to the pressures of MSNBC, be seduced by the leftism and Marxism of MSNBC for a paycheck. Whenever I respond to one of his posts, and he does not allow me to respond to his posts anymore, I would say, what price your soul, Michael? Because honestly, he sold his soul, at least I guess with Joe Scarborough, you know, instead of selling it for 50 pieces of silver, he sold it for a piece of ass, which is similar. They used to trade that. And he sits next to her every day.
And here, I thought my backdoor comment was going to be the day.
That's you know, it's all about getting in the back door, sunshine. You know what I'm talking about. All right.
That's why I said it.
All right. I appreciate your phone call. What do you want? You want 50 pieces of silver or a piece of ass? Either way, you're willing to sell your party and your constituents down the creek, and you're willing to bed down with a deep state that is abusive and enriches you, and all you got to do is toe the deep state line, and you are living like higher on the hog, baby. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? It is the Rob Carson Show. I want to make sure to check out the podcast. We do it every day. What it is a repackaging of the entire show into two segments. And if you missed part of it, and I understand your time is valuable, and I do a three-hour show for crying out loud. So if you don't catch it all, you just go to the podcast. Go to your usual podcast platforms, if you would, and download the Rob Carson Show podcast. Or just tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, play the Rob Carson Show podcast. There you go. Okay, she didn't hear me. That's good. I have Alexa here in the studio. So I had mentioned earlier there is a new poll out here. It says half of Democrat voters say the news is being dictated by the Biden campaign. And I think this is very revealing because people are beginning to get it. They're beginning to understand that when Rachel Maddow cuts away from a Donald Trump speech and says that we will make a decision whether you need to watch us or not, things like that. People are beginning to go, huh, well, maybe we shouldn't believe them. Maybe we shouldn't believe the people who say, oh, the economy is really awesome while I have $100 till payday, or while I'm living on a credit card, or why I can't, you know, go out and call my wife and say, can I fill the car with gas or just put enough in until payday, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So maybe the people are beginning to get this. One of the people who conducted that survey, or one of the organizations, is Media Research Center, one of the finest examples of an organization that I can think of. I absolutely love them, and frequently cite them all the time, not only on the radio show, but the TV show. Thank you. Joining us is Vice President of the Media Research Center, Dan Schneider. Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Rob, thank you very much. It's great to be with you, even if we're talking about terrible things.
Oh, brother, I got to tell you, I love MRC TV. I love Media Research. You guys are outstanding. You provide me with a great deal of insight, and I really appreciate it. Let's first talk about this this poll you're talking about, where in a national poll of U.S. voters, Rasmussen asked, how likely is it that a major news media political coverage is dictated by talking points from the Biden campaign? And it was pretty, well, not surprising to me, but a lot of people are getting it. They know that the news isn't the news. It's just talking points.
Yeah, you know, what I found most interesting about this is that previous polls have shown that people don't trust the news anymore. They think the news is manipulated. And, you know, a huge number of Democrats think that, huge percentage of Democrats. But, of course, Democrats are always thinking of Fox News and Newsmax and One America News when they say that. This time, however, as you pointed out, half of Democrat voters actually believe that Biden is manipulating the news. Now, when my wife first heard this, I was talking with her about it, she immediately asked, yeah, but are they okay with it? I think a good chunk of these Democrat voters, half of whom think that Biden is manipulating the news, I think they're okay with that, which is shocking. It's terrible.
Well, yeah, but I also think that if you look at the numbers for MSNBC and CNN, CNN honestly forced viewership around the world in airports, among other places. They are on 25 million more homes than Newsmax, and yet Newsmax, little bitty Newsmax, beats CNN in some major day parts, and that really some day parts they're playing to crickets on CNN. The same goes with ABC, CBS, NBC. Their scope and reach and effectiveness are being hindered because people are beginning to recognize that the same people who lied to you about COVID, the same people who lied to you about, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop are the same people who are spewing the same talking points. So even if it's, 50% of the 50% who believe that Joe Biden is directing the news narrative, I'd say that's a pretty big victory.
It is. It is. It's huge. And, of course, independent voters largely believe that Biden is directing the news media what to do, and of course Republicans are even more so. But and it's absolutely true. You know, the numbers really ought to be even higher after the release of the Twitter files and the Supreme Court cases that show that the Joe Biden administration is not only coordinating but actually coercing big tech and other media outlets on what to say. It's out in the open. It's now well known and well documented.
You would think that the Supreme Court, this would be another slam dunk case with regard to Missouri v. Biden about a freedom of speech, about the First Amendment, the value of the freedom of the First Amendment. We heard Ketanji Brown Jackson last week literally say that she was flabbergasted, despite the fact that she swore that she was there to defend the Constitution, protect and defend the Constitution. Apparently was completely unaware of what the First Amendment was, and said that and was quite surprised by it, I think, that the First Amendment actually hamstrings the federal government. You had to kind of do a little guffaw, maybe even a spit take, when you heard that from a member of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so I used to practice law. I've been a lawyer in private practice. I was a lawyer, you know, for a federal agency as a political appointee. The First Amendment has five parts to it. First is freedom of religion. The second is freedom of speech. And when our founding fathers put that in the First Amendment, of course, they didn't create this right. This is a God-given right reflected in the First Amendment. The whole purpose was for us to engage in political speech, for us to be able to criticize our government and to critique our government. It's not so that we can sit around the bar asking each other whether you like the Barbie movie or not. It's about political speech. Do we think Biden is overreached? It's not about government silencing us, but this is what Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is suggesting,
yes,
that the government needs to be able to silence us so the government can use its own political speech. This is absurd. This turns the First Amendment upside down.
Of course it does, because the amendments to the Constitution itself, were meant to put limits on government. That's it. She doesn't understand how, and this is, I don't know if she's just woefully well, certainly ignorant, but childlike in her, you know, like Lenny and Mice and Men, that kind of childlike with regard to her belief that the federal government is truthful. And I think that's pretty remarkable. She wants to make the federal government as the arbiter of what is true and then declare your disagreement misinformation or disinformation. Notice how the media is only calling it misinformation and not disinformation because Joseph Stalin created disinformation. I've been talking about that for about 8 years now. And so they've switched to misinformation. Did you get a chance to, by the way, Dan Schneider of the Media Research Center, did you see Leslie Stahl's piece last night on 60 Minutes where she made those who are the purveyors of this misinformation narrative paid by our government, she made them into the victims when it came to us fighting back and saying the censorship is bad? Did you get a chance to see any of that last night?
It was a bit breathtaking.
Oh.
The story that the media has suddenly discovered is that even though Congress has continued to fund the censorship programs launched by the Biden administration, these federal officials and these outside organizations that are working to censor speech, they have been rattled by us, whether it's the Media Research Center or Jim Jordan, and they are now second-guessing whether they – what they do and how effectively they do it and how aggressively they do it. And Leslie Stahl is upset about that. And she was pushing Jim Jordan and others saying, you know, stop trying to prevent the censors from violating people's First Amendment rights. And of course, we're not going to stop. The First Amendment is what makes our country even possible.
You have to be able to speak. It reminded me of like the government censors for the Soviet Union who used to black out parts of people's incoming and outgoing mail. It was like making them into sympathetic creatures. Can I play a little sample of this? This is Leslie Stahl talking to Jim Jordan and having sympathy for the devil, meaning the censors.
There are people who make the accusation that going after these researchers, misinformation researchers, is tantamount to harassment. And that your goal really is to chill the research.
By the way, she said that, and she didn't say who was saying that. That's a narrative she made up. But anyway, let's continue.
I find that it interesting you use the word chill because, in effect, what they're doing is chilling First Amendment free speech rights. When they're working in an effort to censor Americans, that's a chilling impact on speech.
They say what you're doing. They do. Is a violation of their First Amendment rights.
So us pointing out, us doing our constitutional duty of oversight of the executive branch, and somehow we're censoring, that makes no sense.
Now, she said they do. She's not cited anybody. What the case is, and I believe this, Dan Schneider, is that she made this up, CBS made this up, obviously, to counter the case that's going through the Supreme Court right now. And she said, there are people who say the people being paid to say things are misinformation. You know, that's a bullcrap narrative that they created, and then they put Jim Jordan on the spot to defend against something they made up.
Yeah. Rob, let me go back to my law school 101 for just
yes.
a second. I mentioned that the second element of the First Amendment was freedom of speech. The third element is freedom of the press. Now, why was the press recognized as having this important right? Because it's not a God-given right. It was a practical right that the press has this ability to attack the government, to hold the government accountable. The press is the institution under our Constitution that is supposed to hold government accountable first and foremost. Yet Leslie Stahl and everybody in legacy media, they're not holding government accountable. They are protecting Joe Biden. They have dropped their responsibility and kicked it to the curb. It's the media's job to hold government accountable. Instead, the media is working with the Biden administration to silence conservatives and to deprive us of our constitutional rights.
And I might also add, the legacy media, they only see the internet and conservatives as a competition. They want to shut down the last bastion of freedom of speech because the by and large, you know, the letter networks, the major newspapers, are a very left of center. It has been that way for as long as I've been in broadcasting, and she hates that. She absolutely hates that this is happening. Here's a little bit more from Leslie Stahl about the 2020 election, which, by the way, the social media directed by the Biden administration said you could not question it at all. You could not question the election. They didn't listen to any of the cases because they didn't have standing. None of the evidence has actually been heard. That aside, here Leslie Stahl is, you know, the science is settled. The election was completely fair, even though 70% of Republicans say no.
Congressman Jordan argues that the tech companies shouldn't remove most of what they call misinformation.
I think you let the American people respect the American people, their common sense, to figure out what's accurate, what isn't.
Yes. Well,
what about this idea that the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that, and individuals can make up their own mind, and that there should be...
I think the American people are smart.
The companies aren't saying it. The people on the platforms are saying it.
Look, I've not said that. What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Most people don't.
See, there she is. Leslie Stahl has decided that she knows everything, that this has been settled, just like, I guess, COVID protocols, which have been proven wrong, had been settled, just as Hunter Biden's laptop, which was Russian disinformation, of course, the mainstream media, that backfired. And now she's saying you can't talk about the election because the media has already made up its mind. Let's move on.
Yeah, here's a fact, Rob, that you have heard. You know, the Media Research Center, we did the poll that showed that 49% of Biden voters had never heard of the Hunter Biden laptop story. And of that, 9.4% of Biden voters would not have voted for him had they heard about it. No doubt, Google swayed the election for Joe Biden. Google, Facebook, Twitter, silencing that story, they won the election for Joe Biden. Was the election stolen? Google and these others clearly won the election for Joe Biden by suppressing actual news.
Of course. Now, let me ask you before we go, we got about another minute here, Dan Schneider, Media Research Center. What happens with this Missouri v. Biden case? There are a lot of people who are saying that it sounds like the Supreme Court is oddly enough moving towards censorship being okay. Do you have any idea?
Rob, if the court moves in that direction, it will have completely inverted the First Amendment. It will have given government and big tech the right to censor us, but deprived us of our constitutional rights to speak. If I want to communicate something to the public about my political views, and I want to put any, $250 or more behind that speech so that I'm not just yelling on the corner, but actually getting people to hear my voice, I have to log my speech with the government, essentially getting government's permission, either with the Federal Election Commission or with any kind of lobbying restriction. I have to pay to speak.
Dan, can you hold on through the break? We're not done here. I'm up against a hard break. Can you hold on like 3 minutes to the other side of this break for a short segment?
Sure.
All right, Dan Schneider, more on this coming up from the Media Research Center. This is the Rob Carson Show.
So how big a problem is mis- and disinformation on the web?
Well, I'm sure there's some, but I think, you know, our concern is the bigger problem of the attack on First Amendment liberties.
Congressman Jordan's Judiciary Committee produced a report that concluded there's a censorship industrial complex.
Yeah, there is. It's without a doubt. Billions and millions and billions of dollars have gone toward it. I've seen it. It exclusively censored conservative speech. And Leslie Stahl, I'll call her Ava Stahl, I think is a better name, says that, and she's defending the censors. She's just defending the same people who would turn in people in Soviet Russia, relatives who turn in their own relatives and have them sent off to gulags. That's Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes. That's how bat guano crazy Leslie Stahl has gotten. And we've got this case before the Supreme Court. Leslie Stahl hates the internet because it counters the lockstep of the mainstream media with the Democrat Party and deep state. Dan Schneider, you were talking about that. Let's continue with regard to Leslie Stahl and the censorship of the last true, I mean, really true bastion of opinion to some degree, which would be the internet.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I just have to laugh at Leslie Stahl. I will remind her here, if she's listening, that at the Department of Homeland Security, they've been funding anti-terrorism programs that are actually targeting conservatives. That they were branding CBN, the National Rifle Association, Heritage Foundation, Prager University, Turning Point USA, as part of the far-right radicalization of neo-Nazis. And they were training people how to infiltrate these organizations, how to create dossiers on them, how to suppress their social media accounts. They are paying people to silence us. We uncovered this information and gave it to Congress. We uncovered how the State Department and then later DHS again were funding censorship programs based on this German censorship program that was imported from Würzburg, Germany, to train U.S. teachers all across America on how to silence conservatives, how to suppress speech, how to get students not to listen to left of right of center media, only to listen to left of center media. This is our taxpayer dollars at work to silence us.
Yeah, and Leslie Stahl is, honestly, she is a Soviet-era apparatchik that she even claims to be on the side of freedom of speech is a joke. Dan Schneider, I really appreciate you joining me today. Media Research Center is my go-to. You also are part of Free Speech America. Where can people find your terrific organizations online and help them out?
Well, so the mothership is the Media Research Center, so that's just simply mrc.org.
Yes.
I oversee the division Free Speech America. Our stuff is published on the MRC kind of news outlet called newsbusters.org.
Yep.
So that's where you find our stuff.
Whatever you need, man, we're here for you. Tell Brent we said hi. We're big fans, and we really appreciate your time today, Dan.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
All right, keep fighting the good fight, bro. All right, so there you go, MRCTV, or MRCT.org, if you want to check that out. MRC.org is what it is. MRCTV is another branch of it, and I use it all the time. They're fantastic, and Newsbusters. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I want to tell you about a remarkable product called Field of Greens, the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you to go on this journey with me. Literally one scoop a day of Field of Greens. It tastes great. It's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. This vegetable blend has given me more energy throughout the day. I'm sleeping better throughout the night. I'm feeling better and looking healthier overall. And if you don't believe me, look at my social media. Looking pretty hot. Thank you very much. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they give you a 100% money-back guarantee. My listeners get 15% off with your first order and free rush shipping. This is great stuff. It tastes good. I eat it every day. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code Newsmax. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Newsmax. You're going to love this stuff.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.
World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And this is hour number 3 of the Rob Carson Show. The number is 800-922-6680. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Bill Maher, simultaneously one of the smartest people and dumbest people on television. Dumbest because he thinks that Joe Biden's economy is great and we shouldn't complain about it. I won't say even smartest. He just recognizes the obvious every once in a while. I got to give him props for it. You know, recognizing things that we all know are true. And suddenly, I guess, you know, we should be respectful of him. So we'll get to that. And then also get into New York City, what a mess it is. Mayor Eric Adams says he's not going to make a trip to Brownsville, Texas, to the open border because it's too dangerous. Yeah, I know. It's just kind of stupid. Thieves are getting more desperate. There's a housing crunch in America. A lot of the times people don't have enough money to save because the government, you know, the taxes and the price of inflation. So all you have really left a lot of the times is a smattering of, you know, maybe a little 401k over here, a little savings over here, and your house. That's the silver tuna, as the wet bandit said in Home Alone. Your home is your equity. Your home is your retirement. Your home is a lot of things, and thieves see that as a big old cash cow. So they're willing to forge signatures on deeds, and they're willing to become virtual squatters. And before you know it, your home may be gone, may be completely gone. Stealing a wallet, a cell phone, a car, those are all easy. These are threats that people own, that they all understand. A thief grabs and flees. But deed theft is a really big deal. If you'd like to find somebody, find out if somebody is trying to steal your home, maybe they've already taken out a home equity loan. You don't even know about it. Maybe you don't even know. I mean, you'll find out eventually, and then you'll have to take it to court, and you're going to lose, you know, a lot of money trying to fight it. Why not head it out off of the pass? Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Carson. Now, you're going to get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title and 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Free. Free. So just go ahead and check it out. I'm saying it. I think it's a good idea. I did it. Found out there were some pings going on my credit, on my home. And we had only had the house for a year. So that was a couple of years ago. So go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. So the big news of the day, New York Appeals Court said it would pause the clock on enforcing the $464 million judgment against Donald Trump and reduce it to $175 million. That's still bull crap, by the way. It is still absolute bull crap, and I'm hoping there are some other legal wranglings Donald Trump can do to avoid even paying that. Because it's ridiculous. Even where did they pull that? They pulled out of that. Oh, great. We found a number. It wasn't Letitia James pulling a number out of her A. It was the appeals court and the judge there pulling that number out of her A or his A or whatever the hell it is. But, you know, this was a victory. This is a victory. And Letitia James is clearly feeling the heat. There are a lot of other things going on. You've got Republicans leaving the House before their term is over because they essentially, I believe, want to turn over the leadership of the House to Hakeem Jeffries. And we also know that Jamie Raskin has passed a bill that he wants to keep Donald Trump from being on the ballot. Do you suppose they're working together? Well, hell yeah. And is it going to work? Oh, it better not. Because I'm going to tell you, You're gonna start a fire you won't be able to put out. The American people see the direction of the country, and they will not accept a stolen election. We had to kind of do that in the last one because, you know, the FBI and CIA and DOJ was involved in it. I'm not going to go into all the reasons, the myriad ways, but there are millions of ways that it happened. But now, you know, they want to do it two ways. They want to take Donald Trump off the ballot. They want to eliminate him. They want to put him in jail. They're doing anything. This is a war. We're in a war now, kids. We are in a war. And Democrats, if you think you're cool, it's like, oh, hey, man, this is great. Donald Trump's going down. Oh, yeah. Really? Who's your candidate? Oh, crap. Yeah. Joe Biden is your crappy candidate. And Joe Biden, if you think there's any sort of passion or Joe-mentum out there for Joe Biden, you know there isn't. When 75% of Democrats say that he's not mentally or physically able to be the president of the United States, that's your candidate. It's already been chosen. You had no choice. With Donald Trump, you had, 10 candidates? And all of them shot down in a blaze of glory, one after another. resulting in massive historical victories in Iowa and New Hampshire and elsewhere, a movement like we haven't seen in American history, and yet your media is saying, oh yeah, we don't want, nobody wants those two old guys to run. No, no, no. Joe Biden is done. He can't win an election fairly. It should be fairly obvious because indictments, resignations of the GOP, members of the House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and go on and on and on. It's very clear the Democrats know they have to interfere in the election. Duh. All of it adds up to it. All of it adds up to it. 49% plurality, 49% of voters say President Joe Biden's policies have personally hurt them. On the flip side, a plurality of 46% voters say former President Donald Trump's policies helped them. There you go. So, blah, blah, blah. On the question of whether Biden's policies have helped or hurt you, 49% said Biden policies have hurt him. 28% said they helped. Only 33% of black voters said Biden's policies have personally helped them. You see what I mean? Why all this nonsense? Why the four indictments of Donald Trump? Why the resignations? Why the, you know, 33% of black voters, 41% said they heard him. 18 to 40, 39 year olds, 19% say Biden's policies personally helped them. 48% said his policies have personally hurt them. It's because the economy sucks. Everybody knows it. And no amount of MSNBC saying, no, no, things are great, is actually going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Biden's job rating steady at 40%. Sure. Sure it is. His ratings for the handling of the three major pressing issues of the economy, 37%, foreign affairs, 33%, and the situation in the Middle East between the Israelis and Palestinians. Are you ready for this? 27% overall job rating. Because the radical Islamists in places like Dearborn, they want a ceasefire and to forget about October the 7th. And meanwhile, the rest of Americans say, go in Israel and kick some serious ass. And both of them are dissatisfied by the president's, handling of the whole deal. Which doesn't bode well for old Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. CNN's Dana Bash dumbfounded by Trump's significant polling lead over Biden in Michigan. The world is upside down, she says. Well, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Because you see, if Joe Biden is reelected, and it wouldn't be a fair election, by the way, there's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry. Yeah. And here is Dana Bash. She doesn't understand it.
Yeah. And let's just dig into some of the issues that could turn this race looking ahead in these two states. First of all, on abortion and democracy, these are the two issues where Biden has an advantage. The only two issues.
Pay your heat bill with your abortion.
Where Biden has an advantage.
Or you can go to a state where there are no restrictions.
In both states. Then you look at other issues, U.S. and world affairs, economy, immigration, Israel, Gaza. Trump has an advantage.
Because he was a good leader.
It's actually, if you look at the Israel-Gaza question, the fact that Trump has a 20-point advantage in Michigan, I mean, the world is upside down.
Yeah, it is.
But I think that finding probably explains a lot of Joe Biden's troubles in Michigan right now as well. I mean, it's obviously an issue that we saw in the primary where the uncommitted vote against him. We see.
They really don't get it, do they? They really don't understand it, do they? They don't get it. They don't understand. They're so out of touch. It's like Joe and Mika. They just don't get it. They don't understand what's going on in your life. They don't understand how you feel about how Donald Trump did as the president. They don't understand how somebody could like someone who tweets mean. And they don't understand why you won't believe their narrative that there was an insurrection. They don't understand it because they've never been challenged before. They've never been challenged like this before. This is Bill Maher. Bill Maher over the weekend, you know, he's an elite. Bill Maher is a complete snotty, you know, finger in the air as you're pinky in the air as he drinks his espresso liberal. And you know, I'll give him a little bit of a little bit of credit. At least he is still liberal, meaning that he's not so far woefully left that he's left reason and sensibility altogether. But he is a liberal. He's open-minded to some degree. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of his decisions are really stupid. Like, he thinks the economy's great. You shouldn't bitch about it. Because he doesn't know what you're going through. He doesn't understand it. Joe Biden, or Bill Maher, he sends people to the grocery store. He hasn't been to the grocery store in 30 years. He hasn't had to worry about making a payroll. He hasn't had to worry about paying the bills or not having enough to pay the bills his entire life. Me? You know, I was doing okay. I was upper middle class for many, many years. And then I experienced poverty. I experienced poverty starting in about 2014. My family and I experienced poverty, like lose your home, food stamps, poverty. Yeah, like sell everything you own to make the rent, poverty. Yeah, me, I know, isn't that crazy? I didn't want to admit that on the radio. I was ashamed of it. But I had a lot of people working against me and a lot of things working against me. And I clawed my way out of it. But Bill Maher doesn't understand it because he's always got one contract after another. Pays him, you know, an annual contract of $15 million. If you had an annual contract of $15 million, what would you do? Well, you'd take that $15 million and say, screw it, I'm done, I'm retiring. But Bill Maher has had bleep you money for decades. So he's never had to contend with it. You and I have too. And he's finally starting to get it on some things, like, for instance, racial pandering. The Democrats with their kente cloths and the Democrats with their George Floyd and their Democrats with, you know, all of this division and whatnot. And the American people are finally realizing, oh, yeah, they're just trying to divide us while they destroy the country. Blacks and whites are coming together to save the country and realize it's been the Democrat Party that have divided us. Well, here is Bill Maher with his come to Jesus moment on Democrats and racial demagoguery.
An outdated racial pandering is one reason Democrats lose elections. When Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi put on kente cloth, I don't think it earned them one vote for their powerful emotional ties to Ghana.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in California, we're now segregating kidnapping. Really?
Yeah.
California doesn't just have Amber Alerts for missing children.
What?
We have Ebony Alerts for black children and Feather Alerts for Native American kids. Yeah. What is that? We look for them by listening on the ground?
Put your ear on the railroad track. It works every time.
Look, even if you like identity politics, this kind of thing is antiquated. From 2010 to 2020, the number of people identifying as multiracial in America went up 276%.
Yeah.
One in five newlyweds now are in an interracial marriage. And that number goes up to 100% in ads for Subaru.
Oh, yes. Literally, I've been saying for as long as I've been in radio, I've been saying that sooner or later, these cries of racism and calling people racist were going to fall on deaf ears. And I think maybe we've reached that. I think we, because we're all like united in suffering. Really, right? We really are. We get it. We understand that the federal government is not listening to us. I don't care what color you are, black, white, otherwise. They don't give a crap about the people in East Palestine because they're never going to get their votes. They don't give a crap about people, black people living in inner cities because they already got the votes. Do you understand? Do you get it? Here's Bill Maher.
The liberal group MoveOn.org, formed in 1998 to urge Republicans to move on from the Clinton impeachment. Today's Democrats should move on from identity politics. It's not working.
No, of course. Oh, but I don't want them to. I want to keep them going.
It's not working for them or for us. Democrats are hemorrhaging the very voters they think they're pandering to.
Yes.
The Financial Times writes, Democrats are going backwards faster with voters of color than any other demographic.
Yes.
And suggests the reason is that a less racially divided America is an America where people vote more based on their beliefs than their identity.
Bing, bing, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. You got it. He got it. And you know what? It's finally biting him in the butt. I love it. In places like New York. I'll get to that coming up. 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Are we having fun yet? Because I am. I'm having fun. Check this out, guys. Michigan. Okay, so Michigan and all these other Democrat-run states, I don't say blue states because, you know what, red is the color of communism and the color of the Democrat Party. I've always thought that was bullcrap, so I never say blue states. No, Democrat-run states. So, you know, they're paying for hotel stays for illegals, giving them $10,000 gift cards in New York City and all that. Listen to this. The state of Michigan gives NGOs millions of dollars to house illegals that cost pennies on the dollar to do that, and they pocket the rest, right? They do. That's what they do. But the state of Michigan is offering locals, are you ready, to have an illegal in your home, all right? So have an extra person in your room. You got to feed them. You got to shelter them, the whole deal. You got the electricity and all that. $500. $500 a month. That's how much they dislike you. That's how much they disregard you, that they take their problem and they put it in your house and give you $500 a month. Isn't that just amazing? It's called the Newcomer Rental Subsidy Program. Provides refugees and other newcomer population eligible households with rental assistance up to $500 per month. with eligibility based on immigration status and household income. So if you make more, you get nothing. This is I tell you what. Oh, so disgusting. These people are so disgusting. I can't stand it. And then there's the idiot mayor of New York, Mayor Eric Adams. And if you don't believe he's an idiot, just listen to him talk. That's what I like to say. If you need proof of Eric Adams' idiocy, just listen to him open his mouth and talk more than like six syllables. And you'll go, derp, derp, derp. He is not a smart man. New York City's mayor nixed a plan to go to Mexico on Sunday. Yeah, he was slated to depart Saturday night to visit Brownsville in McAllen, Texas. The Democrat was expected to meet with U.S. immigration leaders as he struggles to house new migrants seeking asylum. Rather than telling Joe Biden, shut the frickin' border down, he just wants more federal money to inconvenience his voters. But Adams' office said the State Department flagged safety concerns that prompted him to cancel the trip. There's your State Department saying that the border is too dangerous right now and Joe Biden refusing to shut the dang thing down. Remarkable. Remarkable. Best new jingle of the show. Get a lot of great feedback on our new Biden inflation jingle. We call it Chicken Wings at the Dollar Store. Here it is.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. It's from the Dollar General. Chicken wings expired yesterday.
Yeehaw!
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. It's from the Dollar General. Chicken wings expired yesterday.
Yahoo! There you go. So, pickles from the dollar store. I don't know where my producer Ken came up with that, but I think he bought some pickles at the dollar store. But you know what I'm talking about. Home foreclosures rising nationwide by 50% or more in some states. Yeah. A new real estate study provided by Adam, which found that 32,938 properties in February were foreclosed, which includes default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions. This marks an 8% increase from the prior year, although it is down 1% from the previous month. Because, you know, it was January and everything. Housing affordability is the worst it has been in decades thanks to a spike in home prices and mortgage rates. Combined, the two have helped to push the typical salary required to buy a home to $106,000 versus $59,000 just 4 years ago. Did you know that? That's why you got to shop at the dollar store. There you go. Yeah. But Keith Ellison, he's an attorney in Minnesota and a politician in Minnesota. And he says that the reason why people are stealing so many cars in Minnesota is not because, you know, the crime and poverty and all that stuff. It's that car sellers and car manufacturers are making cars that are too easy to steal.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
Yeah, there you go. Make that into every item at the grocery store. They're too easy to steal. Honestly, the Democrat Party is so broken intellectually and morally that it's beyond repair. Let's take a break and come back. That last half hour of the Rob Carson Show right ahead. It's a Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show. So the headline, FBI director warns of a Chinese cyber Pearl Harbor. In testimony last month, FBI director warned that in case of a conflict with Taiwan, China could unleash a cyber Pearl Harbor to devastate the United States infrastructure and unleash havoc for Americans. That's going to do a lot of things, going to interrupt banking and communications, among other things. Could interrupt the supply chain of drugs that you need to survive. China produces a lot of those drugs, by the way. Maybe it's time to do what the wellness company has been saying, and that is, for instance, Dr. Jim Thorpe says he's recommended stockpiling critical medications, including antibiotics, since the turn of the century. This has been an incredible investment, as many friends, family, and patients have benefited. Now, in the winter of 2024, this recommendation is even more crucial. That's why I have an emergency medical kit from the wellness company. That's why so many people are buying them. I mean, it's insane the number of people who are going to the wellness company. And I am proud to have them as a sponsor. I have an emergency medical kit. I've got a travel emergency medical kit. It's got amoxicillin, Zithro. My producer, Ken, I told you the story. He got salmonella. And he was so sick, he looked at the emergency medical kit there, and he opened it up, and it says, oh, okay, I could try Z-Pack on this. That's what it says, because he got the, you know, he talked to somebody at the wellness company. He got the designed package for him, and he started taking Zithro. He said he felt immediately better, and within 12 hours, he was back to normal. Didn't have to go anywhere. Didn't have to, you know, fight any lines. Didn't have to deal with, maybe there's a shortage, maybe there's no Z-Pack. When my kids were little, there was a bird flu. They didn't have Z-Pack. They didn't have it. I had to find it and mix it myself. I'll never forget, it was the early 2000s. I think it was 2006. But you've got other things, amoxicillin, you've got Z-Pack, you've got hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, too, that were banned by the FDA, even though we know they help with COVID. In fact, your chances of surviving COVID increased 62% with ivermectin. Now we know this. Yeah. So if you want to get one of these great emergency medical kits from the wellness company, write down this website real quick, okay? And you'll save 10% if you use my code, twc.health/Carson, twc.health/Carson. Again, you can get the emergency, the travel. They've got several others. They even have a program if you're concerned about the vaccine's physical effects on you, a detoxification program that is scientifically proven by Dr. Peter McAuliffe. My son has a friend who's calling it long COVID. Sure. But I've ordered that. So anyway, twc.health/Carson. Okay. Kamala Harris, I guess, is the gun czar now, even though she doesn't know a bleep about guns. She went to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Elementary, horrific shooting, and started preaching about, red flag laws and all this. It's kind of weird. All this is coming up, right? Isn't it? Or maybe the federal government is putting the pedal to the metal on disarming Americans in time for something very big and awful to happen here. Like the theft of an election. Like putting Donald Trump in jail. Like taking Donald Trump off the ballot. Which would cause absolute mayhem. Here is Kamala Harris, who doesn't know anything about anything, suddenly talking about guns.
When we do reflect and review, and dare I say study, what happened here.
And dare I say study. This woman is so stupid. I mean, dumber than a box of rocks, without the rocks, and bordering on without the box.
At Stoneman Douglas. And we must be willing to have the courage to say that on every level, whether you talk about changing laws or changing practices and protocols, that we must do better. So part of why I'm here today is to challenge every state. Pass a red flag law. See how these leaders and these parents, through their advocacy born out of tragedy, have changed some.
Most of the times when these shootings happen, it's because the FBI dropped the ball. They had plenty of plenty of information. They saw social media. Everything was possible, and they completely dropped the ball. Here's why they want red flag laws. Because, remember Leslie Stahl last night talking about 60 Minutes? About misinformation and disinformation and all that? Well, what happens if you are a purveyor of their disinformation? Like you say that January the 6th was a setup. I don't know if you should have a gun then. You think I'm kidding? Oh, no. This is exactly what it is. This is the U.S. government looking at anything in your life as an excuse to consider you a danger. That's why the FBI says that the biggest threat to the United States is white supremacy, MAGA fascist enemies of democracy. All they're looking for is an excuse, guys. All they're looking for is an excuse. Republicans are blasting the newest push by the anti-Second Amendment, pushed by Kamala Harris. There's this program called the Training and Technical Assistance to People Responsible for Implementing Laws Designed to Keep Guns Out of the Hands of People Who Pose a Threat to Themselves and Others. The National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center is an entity created under the DOJ Office of Justice Programs that will both educate and assist local officials when they initiate legal proceedings to obtain red flag orders. Do you understand? You should start understanding. Why do they want to go after weapons of war? Why did they not go after handguns in Chicago or in Baltimore, where they killed the most people? Because the weapons of war are the weapons that are guaranteed by the Constitution, so you can defend yourself against an overzealous government that has decided to make you the enemy. The red flag orders that rescind an individual's right to bear arms based on the belief that they pose a risk of harm to themselves or others, white supremacists, MAGA fascists, enemies of democracy. The individuals are to be trained are law enforcement officers, officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, like a Letitia James, like Judge Ingeron, like Fani Willis. Victim service and social service providers, community organizations, and behavioral health professionals. Yeah. That's what it is. ERPOs are issued by state courts in civil proceedings to prevent persons from purchasing or possessing firearms should they be deemed likely to use them to harm themselves or others. Again, that's why they call you MAGA fascist enemies of democracy, white supremacists, all of that stuff. FBI says you're the biggest threat. CRT parents. Yeah, come on. It's fairly obvious. Fairly obvious. Merrick Garland claimed that it will provide the government valuable resources as to keeping guns out of the hands of certain people. This is kind of funny because there was a federal judge, an Obama appointee, who said that illegals can have guns. Here is Senator John Kennedy's reaction.
Foreign nationals who are in our country illegally are not Americans, and they do not have the same rights as Americans. They do not have the right to own a firearm. In my opinion, they do not have the right that Americans have, for example, in terms of search and seizure. They're in our country illegally. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying that illegal immigration is illegal. Duh.
Yeah there you
and
go.
Most Americans understand that.
Yeah, Merrick Garland, who is a political apparatchik, and I mean, honestly, he's going to have to go to jail eventually. The launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, wow, will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. The establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark bipartisan Safer Communities Act to protect communities from gun violence. No, it's not. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says that the massive red flag operation that the DOJ will be running by using every spy tool the U.S. government has in order to violate a person's Second Amendment rights. It's true. It's true. Yeah. That's what they want to do. That's what it's all about. Congress is probing whether the IRS is using the AI to invade Americans' financial privacy. Well, why would they do that? Oh, yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act included 87,000 new IRS agents that can be armed. Remember that? What did I tell you? All they need is one mistake from a tax return a few years ago, and it's open season on you. House Judiciary has opened an inquiry into whether the IRS is using AI to invade Americans' financial privacy after an agency employee was captured in an undercover tape suggesting there was widespread surveillance operation underway that might not be constitutional. We're knee-deep in it. In fact, now we're chest-deep in it, kids. Jim Jordan and Harriet Hegeman, my heroes, sent a letter last week to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the button mushroom, demanding documents and answers as to how the agency is currently employing AI to comb through bank records to look for possible tax cheats. And keywords like MAGA and Bible and gun. The Treasury Department has since acknowledged it has implemented an enhanced process using AI to mitigate check fraud in near real time by strengthening and expediting processes. This is where it descends into faculty lounge gobbledygook to confuse you. Jordan and Hegeman's letter said lawmakers have evidence and reason to believe that the IRS and DOJ are actively monitoring millions of Americans' private transactions, bank accounts, and related financial information without any legal process. Well, no kidding. If they shut down free speech, they'll surely do this. You've got to stay focused. This is kind of funny. Vice President Kamala Harris, I guess she's also now the Middle East and Israel czar, even though she's an idiot. And she knows that the border was open because she, Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, all opened and intentionally are spending billions of dollars to bring as many people across the border as possible. Duh. Netanyahu has told Tony Blinken that Israel will launch a Rafah offensive alone if the U.S. opposes. Tony Blinken has said, you better stop. And Benjamin Netanyahu is telling the Americans, hey, screw you. October the 7th was our 9/11, and we are going to lay waste to Hamas. That's it. And I support Israel 1,000%. I am... If you don't understand why America has not sent Israel the money it needs, then understand that it is an anti-Semitic cabal of people in our government who are willing to abandon our best friend in the Middle East. That's how bad they are. And if you're still Jewish and vote Democrat, maybe you should pull your head out of your, you know, honestly. But here is Kamala Harris, who was charged with finding the reason why the borders open or why people are streaming across southern borders borders are. And by the way, she knew that it was all because the Biden administration and its policies were they did it. They're paying for it. Okay. But now here she is talking about that Israel will face consequences if they go ahead and wipe out Hamas in Rafah.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Okay, now here is what they tried a few months ago with regard to Iran. Kamala Harris said to Iran, if you're gonna go after Israel, you're going to, you know, expand your empire in the Middle East, don't. And what has that gotten us?
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
It was very important to send a very clear message to anyone who might seek to take advantage of the conflict in Gaza to threaten our personnel here or anywhere else in the region. Don't do it.
What is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't.
Yeah, I'm sure Benjamin Netanyahu is quaking in his boots. All right, let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. All right, so this is our last segment on the show today. We've covered a lot of stuff. Haven't had a chance to do all of it. This is Senator Tim Kaine. You know, you saw the video of the illegals overrunning the National Guard. I made a comment over social media over the weekend. Any other country that you went after their soldiers on the border, you would have been mowed down. It would have been over. If you were going into Russia that way, or you going to almost any country, you attack, physically attack a soldier, you're gone. You're done. That is an illegal invasion. That is an invasion. Physical force against the military, regardless of whether you're armed or not, is an invasion. But Tim Kaine is a complete tool and party apparatchik who will never be the president. Certainly, he says it's not.
Would you consider this an invasion? And is there more we could be doing with respect to pressuring Mexico?
I don't think it's an invasion. It is an immigration crisis.
It's been caused by the government. It has been facilitated. It was started by the United States government. It's an invasion.
National security issue, but I think you got to be careful throwing around words like invasion. It was that kind of wording.
No, we don't, because we recognize we are in existential crisis. We are really angry about this, and we recognize this is very dangerous.
That led the deranged guy to go shoot up the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh,
sure.
Killing folks a couple years ago.
Okay. Wow, a nice try, really, honestly. Let's talk about the summer of 2020. Seriously, unbelievable. Guys, here's the deal. You've got major red flag gun laws being pushed right now. Merrick Garland, the same attorney general who used the FBI to go after free speech, who's used the FBI to go after January the 6th protesters and overpunish them, who is using the FBI and DOJ to go after Donald Trump for political indictments. They're trying to foment something that would require a physical response. What does that mean? It means they want to start a war. That's what they want to do. The left wants to start anything that would provoke a physical response to take away your ability to defend yourself. Just write it down. Okay, just write. Remember what I told you right now. The reason why they're going after guns, the reason why they're going after Donald Trump, the reason why that Republicans are leaving the House now and leaving the possibility of Democrats having a majority and trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot, they're trying to start something that would require the people to have a physical response, and that would be a civil war. That's what they're poking the pit bull. I'm just telling you. You got to stay awake, and we've got to overwhelm them with joy and patriotism, and we have to let them know, imminently know, that if they bleep with the election, if they try to jail Donald Trump, if anything this happens, the response will be so overwhelming that it cannot be denied, and they will be on the losing end when it all comes down, because we aren't going to live in that country. The American people are not going to. There has to be a change in leadership in our country and a return to its founding, because we can't continue down this road to hell anymore. You know this as well as I do. You can't afford it. You can't afford to live like this. If it's never going to get better, and trust me, with Joe Biden in office, it's not going to get better. It's not. It's only going to get worse. And the only reason it seems to maybe be getting a little better is because November is the election. Get past that, they're going to double down on all of this nonsense. That's all you need to know. So just stay focused, stay patriotic, stay joyful, and we're going to win this. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, so a minor victory for Donald Trump with the reduction in that idiotic bond in the New York case. But he faces many hurdles, and so do we. So hang in there. Stay joyful and patriotic. God bless you, Israel. And until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid. I'll see you then.